AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the impact of Ida shows the effects of climate change from coast to coast.
After touring flood damage in New York and New Jersey, the president said even climate change skeptics should believe the warnings from economists, scientists, and national security experts.
They all tell us this is code red.
Saying extreme weather is everybody's crisis, whether you're dealing with wildfires, flooding, and storms, or the resulting supply chain blockages and other effects.
You can feel it. You can taste it. You can see it.
The president's urging Congress to pass his $1 trillion infrastructure package, which he says will help mitigate the effects of future severe weather. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed the recently passed state election law with a number of new restrictions, including additional identification steps for absentee ballots and allowing partisan poll watchers more access to the polls.
It ensures that every eligible voter will have the opportunity to vote. One way that it achieves that is it provides even more hours of time for people to be able to go cast their vote.
The measure eliminates or severely restricts drop-off ballots or other actions allowed during the 2020 election. At least three federal suits have been filed. Three Vermont state troopers have resigned after being accused of taking part in a scheme to make fake COVID-19 vaccination cards. State Police Director Colonel Matthew Birmingham, in a statement, calls their actions an extraordinary level of misconduct, a criminal violation of the law. The FBI is investigating. Mexico's Supreme Court ruled today it is unconstitutional to punish abortion, unanimously annulling provisions of a law in a state on the Texas border that had made abortion a criminal act. Only four Mexican states now allow abortion in most circumstances. This is AP News. El Salvador is the first country to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender, but the rollout stumbled in its early hours because a digital wallet used for the transactions wasn't working. Ed Donahue has more.
It was a bumpy rollout. The digital wallet Chivo used for transactions was not functioning. The government has promised to install 200 Chivo automatic tellers. Rina Perez is a cook at a San Salvador restaurant. She says people come in to buy almost anything just with Bitcoin. It's something normal there. The AP visited one of the automatic tellers in San Salvador. Some people were interested in Bitcoin but haven't downloaded the app. There were people like Ana Flores. She says it's very difficult to understand. At least three international fast food chain restaurants were accepting Bitcoin payments through the Chivo digital wallet. As incentive, the government in El Salvador is offering $30 worth of credit for those who use Chivo. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.